Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For more, we turn now to Congressman William Keating, a member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, who's been briefed on the investigation.
Well, this is an unexpected in a couple of fronts. Number one, he was someone that was attracting attention to federal authorities for some time. But number two, and this is the ongoing story and debate I think that we'll be dealing with as a country, is the use of the social networking. There's a report that there's 900,000 active ISIL supporters online working through the internet several social devices connecting. And this is something that has no borders. There are no borders on the internet. There's no assimilation needed for people here. And that's why I think this is unnerving, but not surprising to federal officials, is that whether it's Garland, Texas, whether it's Boston, whether it's the plot on the Federal Reserve on the U.S. Capitol, they've been able to, fortunately, thwart those types of attacks. But they're going to keep springing up. And the debate, I think, going forward, there's some indication in this case that the social networking went dark, meaning that encryption was used. And this is more and more of an action that makes it very difficult for federal officials. Fortunately, in this case, there was already developed evidence to follow. There will be a case, I believe, that they're getting an active investigation of someone that is a suspect and very close to action. It could go dark because of the encryption, and they won't have the other evidence to follow as they do in this case. And I think it's an issue we have to go forward with as a country and confront.
Well, other than trying to keep tabs on these people, what can and should the federal government be doing?
Well, as a former prosecutor myself, there are safeguards to people's civil rights and freedoms, and they would have to be adhered to, as they should be in every case, with court approvals, given the fact that they have evidence to base any intrusion on. And that's the key. That's where the balance rests. What's happening now is through the private kinds of conversations that can be captured in an investigation properly, they can't be translated. So the key to that encryption is important. So I think as we look back at this going forward, despite the fact that this is just the kind of homegrown extremist action that we're now living with, it will become, I think, more of a threat increasingly. We're going to have to face this problem of what happens. Unlike voice communication, where the providers are told they have to keep that information in case there's an emergency. They're not doing that now. And the other aspect, I think, quickly is we're doing good at thwarting and swatting the mosquitoes in terms of, these homegrown terrorists. But we've got to keep our eyes focused on drying up the swamp. And that can be done by providing, a counter messaging on social networking by credible third-party sources, not government sources, but other people, and by training parents because they're gearing at young people. They're taking actual hashtags from and hijacking them from pop culture people and, drawing people to those sites. So we're going to treat this, too, where education is important so that parents have some idea that it could go on with their own sons and daughters, and to keep an eye on it and to know the signals and what to do with it.
Congressman William Keating, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bob.